pick 34, North Melbourne has selected Jack Marty from the Sandringham Dragons.
Yeah, Jack's going to be a real asset for us in that small forward slash part-time midfield role.
What a thrill that must have been for Jack Marty, taken by the Kangaroos at the draft, and just no more than 20 minutes after the draft, there's the senior coach on his doorstep to say congratulations.
He probably thought it was his Uber delivery, just dropping off some dinner. There's the senior coach from the Kangas.
I think there's a big difference between the Uber Eats driver and the coach at a North Melbourne
Still
football club.
Still give him a 5-star rating, though.
Rhys Shaw joins us this morning on SEN Breakfast. Rhys, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
That was really cool. Just a really nice, special moment. And it's those little things early on that seem, in your first year as coach, that seem really important to you.
Yeah, I just think it's a really special time in a young man's life. And just to make it that a little bit more special to share it with his family, I think it was just a nice touch. And I just love being there. It was really nice to meet Jack's family and celebrate with them, and they were really, really excited to be part of the North Melbourne family.
It was more than that, Shorey. I mean, it was a little bit easier driving to Sandringham that particular day, but you also went to Sale the next day to meet another draftee.
Yeah, geez, that was a long drive. that was a real long drive, but look, it was well worth it. I got to meet Charlie's mum and dad, Vivian and Wayne, and just got to spend a couple of hours with them, so it was... It was pretty special, and I saw Charlie. He was waiting for us in the driveway. He was that excited. So it was, a really pleasing moment, and something that hopefully we can continue to do as a footy club and just make the most of those little moments.
We often hear about players coming back to the start of their pre-season, and that initial excitement, it's like your first day of school. You get to see your mates again, and you're excited about the next 3 or 4 months and the journey that comes after that as well. But what about you as a senior coach? We know you took over the reins halfway through last year, but now you're in full control. What's your excitement levels and what's been your priority, I guess, coming into this pre-season for the Kangas?
Yeah, I'm really excited, Dale. It's a great time for our footy club. There's been a lot of change, but the change has been required and it's been really well done, I think, on the club's behalf. But we're really looking forward now, and we've hit pre-season really hard. The boys are in really good nick, and I'm really pleased with the way they've come back and their attitude towards learning and wanting to get better. So I couldn't be more excited about the way we're going, and for me, I just can't wait to get into the first game, to be honest.
Some of those changes were around your support staff, Rhys, your assistant coaches, head of football, et cetera, et cetera. What were you looking for in the particular appointments? Because you had a few gaps that you needed to fill. So was there a specific quality that you were after?
I don't know about a specific quality, but what the thing for me was just getting in great people. That's what it's all about. I think if you can get in good characters, they'll find a way. And the guys that we've got in from other clubs into the new roles have just been sensational. And the way they've applied themselves to their job and their task and to the group and given themselves to the whole club, well, I just think it's been a fantastic transition for them and for us. And it's just shown to the players that... they can get better and in different ways, and it's really good. It's really good from our perspective.
Bringing in new people obviously brings in new ideas and a fresh set of eyes. How difficult has it been to get or to collate all of this information and opinions on your pre-season and actually find a couple of areas to really hone in on over the pre-season, opposed to going and just trying to cover everything off in a month's period?
Yeah, without going into too much detail, I thought it was really clear what we needed to work on. And the information we got from our other coaches was pretty similar. So I think we're all on the same page and we're all working towards getting better and making ourselves a finals contender. And that's what we're here to do. And I think the boys have really applied themselves well and are really stuck to task and looking to improve in the areas that we need to, because we are a middle of the road team and we need to get better.
I want to ask you about a couple of players in particular that we haven't seen for a little while. The first one's Ben Jacobs. What's the latest with him? Because this has been going for, feels like, 2 or 3 years now.
Yeah, it's a very tough situation with Benny. He's shown a lot of courage, and it's a real hard one. Actually, you get a bit emotional talking about it because you see the fight he goes through every single day to get himself up, and he's in a really good spot now. He's starting to do a bit of running. He's joining some stationary skills with us, and he's on a path that, yeah, it may take a little bit longer than people want, but for me, it was all more about his life than footy, and he's getting better, and that's the main thing.
Nice. And the other one I want to ask about is two dads, Ed Vickers Willis. where's he currently at?
Ed was going really well after his reco. Just had a minor hiccup where he just had to go in and get a bit of surgery, a bit of a clean up. But he's going well. His attitude's fantastic. He's changed his body shape. He looks strong. The little hiccup will probably put him back maybe 4 weeks, but he was 4 weeks ahead. So we're just weighing up, and the process will take care of itself. He's a really diligent kid and someone that I'm really keen to get into our side.
Kangaroos coach Reece Shaw chatting to us from the North Melbourne camp this morning. Reece, you obviously followed around Heath during the final series and watched the Giants and watched every game of them. To progress from being a middle-of-the-road team to a finals team, you would have seen some stuff that happened during the final series that you might need to do or a standard that you need to get to. What was noticeable from your point of view?
The application of just their ruthless attitude to everything. I noticed that their ability to go out and play their game and play it for as long as they possibly could, and they were challenged and they just kept finding a way to get up. And that Brisbane game up at the Gabba was a really good example of that. I was sitting with my old man. I thought, it doesn't look good, Dad, at stages. And they just kept finding a way. They worked hard. They applied themselves really well as a group. And they're ruthless, the Giants. They go as hard as anything.
We speak about a copycat league, and we sort of use that term a little bit generically at the moment. But how much can you actually take from the best and then obviously implement into what you believe is best suited for the Kangas?
I think you've got to look to improve, and I think as coaches we've always got to look to find new ways for our group to get better, and we've got to look at the best teams. I think it'd be a mistake not to. But we've got our own brand of footy, Del, and we're really comfortable with that. But we certainly got to fill the gaps to the better sides, and we'll find ways to do that, and we'll work on that during the pre-season and hit the ground running from round one.
I reckon a lot of Kangaroos supporters would love to hear, Reece, that you've taken the time to learn about the club's history and go right the way back to from where the club began to some difficult times and then the halcyon days of the 90s and early 2000s, etc. What did you learn when you went through that process that maybe you didn't know about the club before?
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be involved in some really steep history with clubs, and coming from Collingwood, which I knew back of my hand, going to Sydney and living and breathing the Bloods culture, and then coming to North Melbourne and understanding the fight that it took to get into the league initially, that they were a really strong side in the VFA. I think they went two and a half years without losing a game. I think they won five VFA premierships in that time, and the inception didn't happen until 1925, and we've only won the four premierships since, and we've had to fight for everything. We've starved off relocation, we've had to battle financially, and we've just fought for everything. That's the one thing that I've learned, and I know the boys will fight, but I want us to be on the front foot, and I want us to put a stamp on what we want to be as a football club from the very beginning.
It feels like training camps have changed, Reece. You know, it wasn't that long ago that all football clubs were heading to high altitude and North Melbourne were right involved in that, going to Utah pretty much every year. But now you're just heading down the peninsula, down at Moonee Links.
I'll tell you what, I think the boys are going to play golf tomorrow, but geez, I wouldn't want to be playing today. It is windy outside. there won't be some low scores. But no, we've been working really hard. It's been a good block. We had a really good session yesterday. We just drove down the highway to Mornington, and we'd have a few days together, a have a bit of a break and then hit Friday as hard as we possibly can to set up next week. So it's not much of a camp, but it's just an opportunity for us to get together and chill out for a little bit.
Reece, just before we let you go, there was an article in Sunday's Herald Sun that John Ralph wrote with you, and I thought it was a really, really good yarn, and we learned a fair bit more about what you want to stand for as a coach. As someone who's not that far out of the game yourself, is there still room in footy for a player under your watch or in your mind to finish a game on a Friday night and have a beer or two? We're not at that point yet, are we, where players can't do something like that?
Oh, I think it would be wrong for me to say that. I think we're all human. These guys work as hard as anything, as hard as anyone. And I'd love to go back and celebrate with the boys and have a beer and make sure that we're in it together. I think that's the most important thing. But, I don't think we're at that stage yet. And hopefully not.
I think that's very, very good to hear. Reece, thanks for your time. Good luck with the camp. And thanks for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.